flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Minnesota State Fair. How y'all doing? Look at my family over there. Hey, y'all. Hey, babies. We got the kids. We got the grown-ups. Oh, she is just precious. I hope that you are making sure that she's in some kind of modeling of some kind. She looks like a baby model. If you don't get her into some modeling, I will. I'm going to take your name and scratch it off her birth certificate, and I'm going to put my name on there, and then I'm going to get all the checks. The choice is yours. She's adorable. She should be modeling. You need to call somebody, girl. You're missing out on all the money. If that child is not modeling, you're missing out on the money, okay? All right, okay. Hey, everybody else. How y'all doing? Oh, okay, now you know what? You way too dressed up. This is the fair. This is not the prom. You are too fancy. You got that good-looking hat on. I love your shirt. Your shoes are fly. You know what? You are what? And your wife, wait a minute. Did y'all just come from the prom? Did y'all leave the prom and come to the fair? Because y'all are so dressed up. Everybody else, we got the same clothes on we had on yesterday. And y'all out here looking glamorous. I love it. Take a bow. Because, baby, y'all are looking good. Now I have to reevaluate my life. Now I have to see if I can find something else to wear. Because y'all making me feel bad that I had the same clothes on that I had on yesterday. Looking good. I love y'all. Hey, Minnesota Fair people. How y'all doing? And hey, everybody listening on the radio, it's the Shaletta Show. I am here at the Minnesota State Fair. We are broadcasting live from the WCCO radio porch. We are having such a great time, and I'm so thankful that you're joining us. We'll be here for another hour, and then my friend Steve Thompson is coming up after that. And I have to tell y'all, I just saw Steve. Okay, now, but because of COVID and we got all this new equipment and we can broadcast from home, I haven't seen Steve in a while. Steve and I used to see each other every Saturday. You know, as I was finishing my show and he was coming on with his show and we would talk, I haven't seen Steve in a minute. And I'm going to tell y'all, Steve is looking good. I had to watch myself because Steve's lost weight. He's looking all svelte. And I don't know if he's on the workout plan or he's just watching his diet, but I'm gonna have him on later in the show so he could tell us what he did to lose all that weight. Cause I don't know about y'all, but I kept my COVID weight. I don't like getting rid of things easy. So I kept my COVID weight around. Apparently Steve has gotten rid of his. So we'll talk to Steve Thompson coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. But right now I've got to talk to Craig Stillman. Why? Because his mother, Susu Stillman, in Mendota Heights, loves me. And I love her, too. She is a Shaletta super fan. Craig, we got to give a shout-out to your mom.
Shaletta, that is so nice. She's listening right now, and I know she's so happy. So thank you for doing that.
Okay, now you got to tell me your favorite Susu Stillman story.
Oh, my gosh. It's endless. I'm 50, so she's been my mom since day one. It's everything. My mom means so much to me, and she's proud, I know, of me, and I know she's listening. So, hi, Mom.
Hey,
I'm sure we'll text and call right after this.
Okay, well, the pride of Mendota Heights, I want all her neighbors to make sure, if she wasn't listening, that you all tell Miss Susu that she got a shout-out on CCO Radio from the Shaletta Show, because we love her and we so appreciate her support. But you have to tell me, Craig, because you do some really important work, and that's one of the reasons that your mom is so proud of you, working at United Healthcare, making sure that, you know, we erase these disparities in healthcare, whether we are talking about racial disparities or kids with special needs, or, you know, especially the people in our community who are older. I saw it with my father-in-law, how, you know, the access to services and the services that are available. When we were taking care of Papa B, those things didn't come as easy to him as they did for me and my children. And you are really on the front line of erasing some of those healthcare disparities for older Minnesotans. And y'all have a booth at the fair.
We do.
I had no idea. I was like, what is going on up here? Give it to me. What's going on with the booth?
Well, the booth, you know, it's here. And it starts, I think we open it up August 28th through the 31st. It's located outside the Culligan Water Station on the northwest corner of Dan Patch and Cosgrove Street. You know, I encourage anyone eligible for Medicare as well as their caregivers or loved ones to come by. Check us out. We'll have Medicare experts on hand to get your questions answered ahead of the annual enrollment period. And whether you're curious about eligibility or want, you know, better understand the ABCs of Medicare or just curious about the enrollment process, they'll be there to help. We'll be there to help. So you're welcome to take a seat there, take a rest off at the United Healthcare booth. We have lots of seating and be supplying stadium cups for the Culligan Water Station right behind us to help you cool down, which hopefully it gets a little warmer out.
Hopefully it gets a little warmer. But, you know, all of us can make sure we stay hydrated, whether it is hot or not. And this is the thing, Craig, is that when you're a caregiver and you're caring for somebody and all of a sudden they've got Medicare, you don't know where to get started. You don't know the first thing about Medicare. I have to tell you, when my father-in-law came to live with us, he was 85 years old, and I had this packet.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to pick. I didn't know what to choose. I didn't know what the right plan was for him. And that first year, I messed it up really bad. I wish I had had a United Healthcare booth at the state fair that I could go and sit down and talk to somebody. So for all of those people like me who are caregivers to their elderly loved ones, whether it is an in-law or a parent or a grandparent, or if they're out here with a neighbor or a church member or a friend, this is a great opportunity for them to stop in that booth next week, sit down, talk to somebody, and get the information they need.
Yeah. We're just over a month out when folks on Medicare can choose their plans for the upcoming year. So being here with you today is really timely, and it's a reminder to folks that the Medicare annual enrollment period period runs from October 15th through December 7th each year. So it's right around the corner, and I know, and we all know, that navigating the healthcare system, in particular Medicare, can be really confusing. So whether you're enrolling yourself or helping a loved one choose a plan, we've got a big team of people ready to help and make those decision-making processes simpler than ever. So we're here to help.
Okay, we're going to help you out. We're going to take a quick break, but I really don't want, and I know we're out here having fun, we're having a good time, we're eating our cookies. Hey, girl! But I want to make sure if you are out here with a loved one that you are caring for and you have to make these choices, and they are really important decisions for the next year. It's going to determine what kind of coverage they get, whether or not their doctor is in network, whether or not they can get the prescriptions, what pharmacy they go to, that you're going to stick around, because we're going to talk about how you can make sure you make right choices for your loved ones next. It is 119. You are listening to the Shaletta Show. We are live at the State Fair. Hey, State Fair people! They up, man. I wish you could see this live for Sweet Martha Cookies. It looks like they're getting ready to see the Rolling Stones or Beyonce or somebody in concert. That looks like the Taylor Swift line. I tell you, Miss Martha got Taylor Swift has nothing on Sweet Martha's, okay? I was at Beyonce. The line was not that long for Beyonce. Sweet Martha's has got it on lock. I love it. And the one thing I love is a local Minnesota company. You know, they are national, but they are right here in our backyard. That is United Healthcare. They're a big company, but they've got ties to Minnesota. Craig Stillman is here with me. He is talking about Medicare annual enrollment period that's coming up. He's talking about their booth here at the State Fair. But Craig, being local really means something. Talk to me about that.
It means everything. I mean, on behalf of the 18,000 Minnesota United Healthcare employees, you know, we are just honored to be here at the Great Minnesota Get Together. You know, it is a homegrown company, and our Medicare business is proud to serve 1 in 5 Medicare beneficiaries across the country as the largest business dedicated to health and well-being of and needs of seniors and others on Medicare. So we really are made in Minnesota and trusted everywhere. It's a big local company, and it's great to be here.
You know, I have to tell you, I didn't even know where to start when my 85-year-old father-in-law came to live with me. I didn't realize how difficult it would be and how a misstep in selecting his coverage would have an impact on him, his health, his prescriptions, his access, his services. And there are a lot of our friends out here right now who are retirees, folks who are sitting here listening, watching, folks who are listening on the radio. What are some of the important things to consider when you're enrolling in Medicare?
Yeah, that's a great question. Medicare in general can be very complex and confusing for many people. And if you're feeling this way, you're not alone. Many want to talk with someone before they make the decision. When it comes to Medicare, you know, one size definitely doesn't fit all. And that's why it's great to have options to choose from. It's really just important to take the time to understand the options and the benefits and the cost of each plan so you can find the coverage that works best for you. You have to ask yourself a few questions. You know, one, is your coverage still meeting your personal health care needs, and will your benefits change for next year? I would say, two, is the coverage a good fit for your budget?
Okay. Yeah, that's important.
It's very important. I would say, three, you know, are you comfortable with the doctors and the hospitals and facilities that are available within the plan you've got that you're considering? And then I would also say, you know, are your Medicare formularies, like you were talking about, mm-hmm. your medications, your drugs, are they approved, are on the approved drug list? You know, does the plan offer additional benefits? Medicare Advantage plans offer a lot more than just traditional core medical benefits that you should consider. There's things such as dental and vision care and gym memberships and all that stuff. You just got to take the time and see, you know, what plans there are. And there's just a variety of them to help.
Now, you all will have your booth here next week at the State Fair, United Healthcare, where people can come in, they can sit down, they can talk with someone that they trust, who is knowledgeable, make the right choices for them and their families. But for the folks who can't get to the fair, who can't get to the booth, how can they connect online so that they can get what they need for their families?
Absolutely. Well, so the annual enrollment period is just around the corner. And it starts coming up here in the fall. And so it goes from October 15th to December 7th. And we always tell people to visit MedicareEducation.com to access articles, webinars. It helps you find a local agent and pursue other helpful resources to help you make confident Medicare decisions. So there's a lot of information out there and a lot of people that are willing and able to help.
I'm so glad, because it's overwhelming.
It is
absolutely overwhelming, and it can be intimidating. So I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you giving us this information. We have been talking to Craig Stillman. He is at United Healthcare. He ain't just anybody. He's the CEO of the Medicare business, okay, in Minnesota. So they didn't just send me any old body to the State Fair, girl. They sent me the CEO, the whole CEO, okay? I just FYI for anybody who's watching. This ain't just anybody. This is Craig Stillman, Miss Susu's son. He's the CEO. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. It's just been a pleasure and honor to be here.
All right, and you guys stick around. We've got more to come. Okay, you go give me that Twins jersey. You gonna take it off, leave it here at the W2. Oh, it's personalized. Oh my God, he got the whole stadium on there. I love it. We got us a diehard Twins fan. You got to tell us, hold on, I got to get the Roman microphone because we don't have no producer. I'm the producer, and I am also the opening and closing act. Hold on. All right, Josh, we got this turned up. What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris, where did you get this amazing Twins jersey?
I got this here at the fair, actually, about 7 years ago.
It looks amazing. Okay, there's the microphone over here. You can't turn your back on.
It was a special edition jersey for some of the players, and had it on sale over here, so I nabbed it as quick as I could.
I've never seen anybody else wear it. I know you. Everybody's watching when you wear it. They always talk about it.
I wear it to every Twins game.
Okay, now who's your favorite Twins player?
Everyone.
Okay, I'm a Carlos Correa girl.
Carlos Correa is great, and I just love everybody. I just root for the whole team. I'm rooting that we can get the World Series here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're up here at the top, and I'm hoping we can stay there and do something, actually.
Yes, yes. Well, it is great to meet you He said, somebody in the state, please, give this man a championship. Yes. Okay, he's rooting for the Twins. Yes, all of us. Give him a round of applause for that amazing jacket. We got lots of fashion show going on. Go ahead and model. Do your Naomi Campbell walk. Just walk so they can see it. Do your Naomi Campbell walk. Oh, look, everybody's like, yeah, yeah. He's doing his Naomi Campbell walk. Oh, my God. That is so much fun. Okay, now, listen. I've got these three babies at the fair, and I want to make sure they enjoy themselves. Sensory Friendly Day is on Monday, but they wanted to come today. They didn't want to wait until Monday. And so I'm trying to figure out, what does it look like accessibility-wise? What universal designs are available for kids like mine who have autism? We have thousands of autism moms and dads who count on me each and every week on this show to give them the information that they need so that their children can have a better quality of life. So I call my friend Kevin Laminin. He is joining us. He's on the porch. He is from Accra, and we'll talk about Accra in just a second, because I don't know where I'd be without them. They are, oh my God, they've done so much for me and my children and our family. They work with people, adults and kids, who have disabilities. Now, Kevin, you have been out to the fair, and you have some homework and some results, because you've done some research. I want to make sure that families like mine who have kids with special needs who come out here know exactly where to go and what's available for them.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me be here today. So I'm Kevin Laminin. I'm our Community Resources Coordinator with ACRA. We serve all 87 counties in Minnesota. So we love to resource and connect and direct individuals to that care that they need in a person-centered way. So I had a privilege of coming here on Thursday to kind of scope out some things that are happening here at the fair. And for those that use electric mobility scooters or strollers or have those accessibility needs and want to rent these things, by all five locations, we have a place to get that through Hometown Mobility.
Okay. Okay. That's good to know.
So that's the first thing.
Okay.
And those that need those interpreter services, ASL is offered all throughout the fair. So those interpreter services can be... You can get those by calling 651-288-4448, and those are available for you, as well as every little booth that you see, any kind of thing that you see that are, it's in print or that you visually see, closed captioning services are also available. And then something that I wanted to point out is our friends with Fraser. There's a Fraser Sensory Building that is free of charge for those that just need a quiet place to rest and relax, as well as use some sensory tools. That building has equipped staff to help with you. Those volunteers are available 9 to 9 on the west side of Cosgrove, just south of the Home Improvement Building.
And that Fraser Building is amazing. I went by there yesterday. Because before I take my kids anywhere, I have to check it out myself. And so I took my kids by there after I checked it out, and we had an amazing time. You may have heard my son Daniel screaming in the background last hour. He's my most severely autistic child. And so I just told Sean, take him over there to the sensory-friendly booth at Fraser so that he could come back down and calm down so he could continue to enjoy the fair. So that we didn't have to go home, so that the other kids didn't have to leave and ruin their day. He went over there, he got calm, he came back. He was having a great time. And I just have to tell you, Kevin, thank you for my family, because Accra did an amazing thing. When we came here from Texas, we didn't know what to do. We didn't know what services were available. And you pointed us in the right direction. And so my son Daniel, who I was talking about, he is my most severely autistic child. And I didn't realize that he could get on a waiver to get services. And you all helped me navigate that, right?
Yeah, we're definitely there to help navigate. So I always relate benefits from the county as something like a full-time job. People don't really know how to access different disability services or even programs that a person's on. And so I'm here to help with any type of concerns or questions that a person might have. Just even fill out that paperwork just to begin with, or those renewal forms.
Oh my God, that's the scariest part. I remember somebody from Accra coming to my house. I was sitting on the floor crying, and they sat there and they helped me fill out those forms. I just I don't think that I would have been able to do it without you. And so I'm always and will forever be eternally grateful for the services that you provided for our family so that my children can have a better quality of life. Now, I want to make sure people know all about ACRA. Tell them what kind of resources you provide, because we've got autism moms and dads out there who are listening, who are sitting out here with me, autism grandmas and grandpas out there, and they always glean information from this show.
Yeah, so I am definitely a community connector. So there might be some things that you weren't aware of, like maybe getting some assistive technology and maybe certain loan devices throughout the state. So try it before you buy it. So being able to connect you to those proper resources so you know what they're exactly like. It could be some very basic things. Maybe you're in need right now, you're just a little tight on cash, and you just need to know where to find the basics, like food or transportation, or maybe you're involved in some housing right now and your landlords are just not understanding what accessibility is, or understands that there's some complexities because your loved one has a disability and they just don't know how to relate. Well, we can kind of dive into those topics together to come up with a solution.
And I tell you what solution you helped me with that I'm grateful for. Hey, ladies, look, the golden girls back there. How y'all doing? Y'all looking good, ladies. I love it, looking good. You know, when we moved from Texas to Minnesota so that my kids could have better autism services, I didn't have any friends. I didn't have any family here. And so I was all by myself, and I had no break. And I remember talking to someone at ACRA, and they said, well, do you have respite care? I didn't even know what respite care meant, ladies. I had no idea what that was. And you said that's when you find somebody who can come into the home for a couple hours just so you can pee with the door closed, just so you can take a bath and the kids don't climb in the tub with you. And I said, I would love that. I would love to pee with the door closed. I would love to take a whole bath and not just bathe half my body because I don't have time. And so you all connected me to respite care, and that was a game changer. You know, those people came in and they took my kids to the museum, and they took them, you know, to the park or the playground. Or sometimes they just sat in the house and played with them so that I could cook or fold laundry. I just remember folding clothes one day crying because I could fold clothes. And ACRA made that possible. There's some folks out there who are listening. And so, Kevin, I want to make sure they know how to access ACRA. Make sure you give us that website and that information so they can have it.
Yeah, so to reach ACRA, it's www.acrahomecare.org. And then the number is 952-935-3515.
Okay, now you came and did some homework. Thank you for all that information. But I also want to know about your food homework. What's your favorite thing that you've eaten so far at the fair?
Sounds really interesting, but I've really loved the meatloaf on a stick from the
okay.
Blue Barn.
What? Meatloaf mm-hmm. on a stick in the Blue Barn? Okay, is it mm-hmm. okay, now this is the controversy. Y'all going to have to settle this because Henry Lake and I, we almost had a fight about this. They had to call security at the WCCO building. When you eat meatloaf, Kevin, and I hope you answer this correctly because it may not end well for you. When you eat meatloaf, do you do a red gravy or ketchup, or do you do a brown gravy? I'm not even going to look at you. I'm going to look over here because I don't want to look at him because he might say the wrong thing. I don't want to look at him.
My favorite is the brown gravy.
Okay. I can turn around now. We can look at each other. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do they have with the meatloaf on the stick at the Blue Barn? Do they have any gravy on it?
They don't. They have the ketchup. It's still very delicious, but it didn't have the brown gravy, which I was super excited to have.
Well, you know, I'm kind of down home. I might even bring my own little cup of gravy. Do you think they would object if I brought my own gravy?
Oh, slather it on. It'd be good.
Kevin Laminin from ACRA, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All right, and y'all don't go anywhere. My kids have disappeared. Where are they playing with Super Mario? Where are they doing it? I'll tell you next. It is 1:44. We are at the Minnesota State Fair live broadcasting the Shaletta Show from the WCCO radio booth. Hey, fair people! How y'all doing? Oh, I love my people in the back. They're always the most active ones. I don't know why. The whole front row is always empty, and everybody goes to the back. And, you know, There was a cute little kid, the little boy. He's got good parents because he is sharing his Sweet Martha's cookies with us. Thank you so much, Sweetie Pie. I appreciate it. He must have saw the disappointing look on my face. Did y'all know Barb Barker died? From The Price is Right, 99 years old. Do you know, I have to tell you my Bob Barker story. That's my first crush. The first crush I ever had, I was a little girl, must have been about 5 or 6 years old. I love me some Bob Barker. And it so much so that when he would come on TV, I would get jealous of the ladies on the stage with him. That's how I've been crazy a long time, y'all. This crazy didn't just happen. This crazy's been here for a long time. I was 5 or 6 years old, and I was jealous of the ladies who would show off the things that people would win or bid for. I was like, why are they so close to him? He always just seemed like the coolest dude. Bob Barker, a television legend, has died at the age of 99 years old. He lived a good long life, didn't he, girl?
Yes, he did. Oh. And if you think about what he did for, like, the pet population.
Oh,
with
yes.
Your pet spayed and neutered. I mean, the impact he had outside of his day job is incredible.
Oh, my gosh. Incredible. And just the legacy that he's built, that show is still on.
It is.
What shows can we think about that you watched as a kid that your kids are still watching? Like, my kids went to visit my mother for the summer, and they came back experts at how much mac and cheese and rice-a-roni cost. I mean, they could go grocery shopping and would just add it up because they're still watching The Price is Right. Same show I watched when I was a kid. So
it's amazing.
I tell you, that man's legacy still lives on. And speaking of my kids, they have disappeared. You want to know where they at? They playing with Super Mario because everybody loves Mario Bros. They've watched the movie 50-11 times. Where's Mario Bros? Down at the Xfinity booth here at the State Fair. Rachel Johnson is here joining us on the porch. Y'all say hi to Rachel.
Hey, everybody. Hey.
Now, Rachel, you're with Comcast Xfinity
yes.
right here in the Twin Cities. What is Super Mario doing at the booth, and why have they taken my children from me?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, our Xfinity booth, which is out in front of Fan Central and across from the food building, we have the Super Mario go-kart in the booth.
Okay.
Where people can sit in it
okay.
and take their photos.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay, that's why they go.
It's
okay,
pretty
now
awesome.
Now I want to go. Now I want to go.
Okay. It's amazing.
How did y'all curate that? Because that's a game changer right there. That's probably going to be the most popular thing at the fair this year.
Well, interestingly, Comcast owns Universal Studios.
Okay.
And so the Mario Kart, the Mario Brothers movie is a part of our assets. And we just made a phone call to our friends at Universal and said, hey, can you drive the cart here? They put it on a truck.
Oh, okay.
And they shipped it, and the truck arrived. The cart arrived earlier this week.
Okay, so are the kids, and I'm sure some adults loving it. Okay, talk to me about what they're doing in the car. I'm sure my kids are posing right now. I can't wait to see the pictures.
Oh my goodness, they're posing. They're pretending like they're driving. Let's hope. I asked someone, is there actually an engine in there? I hope there's not an engine. But it's got a nice backdrop, and so it's a great place to get a nice family photo, too, while you're out here at the fair.
Okay. Now, there's more than that over there,
yes.
I'm sure, but that is the main attraction. What do y'all have over at the Xfinity booth?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have our team working out there today, so if you already have Xfinity services at home, we've got a team on site that can talk to you about your account, talk to you about your billing. We have other folks out there helping if you need to get set up with internet, and then we're giving away stuff, too. I mean, it's not the fair if you're not giving away
you
stuff,
gotta
right?
give away some. What y'all
My
giving
goodness.
Away, girl?
We have can koozies.
Oh,
we
girl.
Have tote bags.
Okay.
Everyone needs a tote bag.
Everybody.
Otherwise,
yes.
you're going to be dropping stuff all over the fair.
Yeah.
And as it starts to get a little dark at night, we have glow sticks.
Okay, please don't tell
oh,
my kids.
Oh, my word.
Jesus
These glow sticks
Lord.
Are the hottest ticket in town.
Baby, we will be glow stick central. And then I'll have to stay because they'll want to wear the glow sticks at night. So
yes.
I wouldn't be able to leave until it got dark outside. So just put my glow sticks in my tote bag. I'm going to take it home because I really don't want to be here today. Midnight.
I know. My dream come true would be to see glow sticks all over the grandstand tonight, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, that would be so
awesome. That would
awesome.
Be pretty cool.
Now, we talk about Xfinity services, and we got to talk about something that's really important. Storm-ready Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm from Houston. I'm from Texas, and my family has been...
Oh my God.
impacted forever by the hurricanes.
Yes.
I've had 5 relatives that died during Hurricane Laura.
Oh, my goodness.
My mother's, my father's brother, my father's sister, my uncle-in-law, and 2 first cousins. They were in the house. Carbon monoxide fumes got into the house because they put the carbon monoxide, they put the generator in the garage, and a wind blew the door closed.
Oh, no.
And the fumes went in the house. So they passed away in their sleep. And so I've been on a mission to make life better, especially for people down south during those storms. And you all have a storm-ready Wi-Fi system. Why we ain't had this before now, I don't know, but you got to tell me about it right now since you on this show.
You bet. Well, so we just launched storm-ready Wi-Fi about 10 days ago. And if you think about the strange weather occurrences that have happened all over the world.
Girl, we're getting 100-year storms every 15 days.
Yes, 2 days ago it was 130 degrees outside,
yes.
And today it's like barely 70.
Right.
But with that comes unpredictability, and storms come in, and about 80% of power outages are caused by storms. Of course, trees can fall on lines. Of course, stuff can happen. But we wanted to put a product out there that would help our customers keep their Wi-Fi and internet connection at home, even when the power goes out. So it's a device that works with a backup battery that then feeds off of cell phone towers, Verizon cell phone towers, and will last up to 4 hours, which is kind of the standard power outage time.
Okay.
The cool thing about Storm Ready Wi-Fi is that it also acts as a Wi-Fi extender. So even if the power's still on, you can actually have improved Wi-Fi coverage in your home. And so think about the far corners of your home, that really strange place in the basement where sometimes maybe you do your arts and crafts, or
right.
That place upstairs where you're doing your ironing or something, where that Storm Ready Wi-Fi device helps extend the Wi-Fi into those corners. So not only will it keep your children and family entertained during power outages.
Yes, Lord. Father God, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Because I don't want to play the life in Monopoly for 4 or 5 hours with the kids while I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and they want to eat, and we don't have any microwave because the electricity is out, and there's no iPads, and there's no TVs, and I've got 4 of them. I don't want to have to entertain them. I need this storm-ready Wi-Fi in my life.
Yes.
Okay, so you got to tell me how I can sign up, because I'm getting there like right away.
Yeah, so storm-ready Wi-Fi, we offer those devices over the phone, or you can go into any of our Xfinity stores here across the Twin Cities. We've got 16 stores all over the Twin Cities where you can pick up one of those devices and have it interact with your Wi-Fi at home. It's pretty amazing. And if you think about it, we're here to connect people to what matters most to them. And now we can do that when the power's out. And I think that's pretty incredible.
Okay, now you have to tell me, is it a device? How
yes.
do we hook it up? Is it easy to use?
It is so easy.
Okay.
It's a device. You hook it up. It does plug in, so it can do that Wi-Fi extension when the power's on.
Okay.
But again, it operates off of a rechargeable backup battery.
Okay.
So it just recharges itself when the power comes back on.
And this thing is only 10 days old, so y'all may be, I may be breaking news. Y'all might y'all might be hearing about this for the first time.
Yes.
I feel so special.
Yep. Breaking news.
Okay, now we got to ask, what's the cost? We got to know, because we got to build that into the budget.
Yep, that's true. So you can pay for it 2 ways.
Okay.
You can pay for it up front, $250,
okay.
Or you can break it out and pay $7 a month over 3 years. No interest. It's a no-interest payment, so it's really something simple to do.
And, you know, I just have to tell you, I've been in storms. I've been in hurricanes. A lot of us here were in that Halloween snowstorm.
Mm. 1991.
And we know what it's like being in the house. She's like, me, girl. She stopped eating her cookies. She's like, girl, I remember that. Imagine how much better it would have been if you had some Wi-Fi for 4 more hours. Girl, look, I paid that little old $200. Look, if I got to take it out of kids' college savings, I'll pay it, because it's worth it, especially if there's a storm. You're trying to get in touch with
yes.
your loved ones. The phone lines may be down. You may be able to email some folks. You may be able to FaceTime some folks. Let everybody know you're okay. Let them know what your status is. That is so important to have.
Absolutely.
So folks can sign up online, and they can call, and they can go into the
store. Go
stores.
To the store.
Okay.
And you can, if you go into one of our stores locally, you'll walk out with the device.
Okay.
Take it home, plug it in. You connect it with your internet home through our app, but it's super easy.
All right. Okay, Rachel. Now, I know we're talking about Comcast stuff and Xfinity stuff and the storm-ready Wi-Fi, but we have to talk about what's most important on this show, which is your favorite fair food. Now, you've been here. You've been setting up. You've been getting the booth ready. So you were here early when there was no crowds out here. So you probably got to do a little grazing.
Well, so my shirt is going to be a journal of what I've eaten today. So far, stop one was the hot dog. And so I have a little mustard. Stop two is going to be the cookies.
Okay.
Stop three might be some cheese curds.
Okay.
And there's always room for ice cream.
Yes, there is.
Always room for ice cream.
Yes, there is. No corn dog. So you went with the hot dog.
I went with the hot dog. So here's the thing. Okay. I have I've got the special parking spot.
Yes.
You know, a secret parking spot.
Yes.
And there's a Pronto Pup stand right near it.
Okay.
So pretty much I can grab one on my way out.
Okay. Okay. And you can eat that on the way home.
Eat it in private on the way home. Because necessarily you don't want people to be watching you while you're eating all your fair food.
Yeah. Okay. Now let me tell you how I knew I had arrived. Okay, let me tell you how I knew I made it. You talk about special parking spots. This year was the first year that I got the VIP parking.
Woo!
I had no idea. Chad Hartman and Adam and all of them, there's a special spot for radio hosts and TV people. So they don't have to fight. They fight the traffic, but they don't have to fight to park. And so this was my, who knew, right? They've been hiding this from me. I've been parking down the street and walking. And so this was my first year with the special parking pass. And so I didn't realize what I had. So when I went to park, the guy was like, oh, no. You get the VIP parking. And I was like, oh, my God, where is it?
Yeah.
And so he points me over there, and I'm literally like, I can leave here in 10 steps. There's my car. I didn't even know there was a parking lot back there. So I feel so special. It's like, Mama, I made it. I called my mom. I was like, Mama, I made it. I made it because I got it. That's how you know you made it. You got a VIP parking spot.
That's the
State
truth.
Fair.
100.
I love it. I feel so very, very special.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you get on the rides?
No, I do not get on the rides. The ride is the drive-in to the fair.
Bam!
And the, I guess we kind of play Frogger as we're walking up and down these roads, right? Where you're trying not to run into people or looking out for strollers. So
yeah.
I think we play a game as we're just walking through life here.
Yeah, the ride is the way getting here, and we're playing Frogger as we walk through the fair. Yeah. Rachel, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's always so fun to visit with you.
Oh, my God. It is always so. It's so good because now I see the rest of you.
I know.
I only see got legs. And arms and the torso, because I've only seen you in the Zoom, so it's so good to touch you. All right, and y'all don't go anywhere. We're going to touch y'all for a whole nother hour coming up next.